You're listening to His Time. I'm Andy Bates. Joining me by phone this morning, the Reverend Robert Kieslowski, pastor at St. John Lutheran Church in Springfield, Pennsylvania, and executive director of Philadelphia Lutheran Ministries. Pastor Kieslowski, good morning.
Good morning. It's great to be with you.
Good to have you as our guest this morning. What's going on in Philadelphia with Philadelphia Lutheran Ministries?
It's an exciting time as we start the fall. We have a new church that's begun right in the heart of the city. It's the first time the LCMS will have a congregation in Center City, Philadelphia, in the history of the denomination. And so it's just a great time to be involved in the Lord's work in Philadelphia.
What makes up Philadelphia Lutheran Ministries? What is it all about?
Philadelphia Lutheran Ministries was organized about 15 years ago by members of area congregations out in the suburbs, concerned about the gospel in the city of Philadelphia. Historically, the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod was not well represented in the greater Philadelphia area, and especially in the city. And we also saw the few churches that we did have in the city, a few of them starting to decline and close. So there was an effort to go back into the city with the gospel, and primarily to establish congregations. And early on, one of our major projects was assisting a congregation, mainly of Liberian immigrant Lutherans during the Liberian Civil War, to form a congregation in West Philadelphia. And over the years, we've been involved in various projects. And most recently, we're blessed with the partnership of the Synod to send a domestic missionary, Reverend Adam DeGroat, to Northeast Philadelphia. And in partnership with him, in cooperation with him, and also a year-long vicar that was sent this summer, working together as a team to also establish a presence right in the heart of the city. So Philadelphia Lutheran Ministries is an RSO, Registered Service Organization of the Synod, primarily with the focus of going into the city with the gospel to proclaim the forgiveness of sins in Jesus Christ. Started locally, but very much supported regionally and nationally. We have folks that give graciously from across the country, and we have a diverse funding model where individuals, congregations, districts, and the Synod are involved in helping us to continue our mission of proclaiming liberty in Christ.
How has Philadelphia Lutheran Ministries made a difference thus far in Philly?
Sure. In our various locations throughout the city, we're really trying to be present in various spots, but most especially in the Northeast with our full-time missionary who lives right two doors from the facility that houses our divine service and our prayer services, our Bible studies. He and his wife, Melissa, and their son, Knox, live right there in the community, have been there for 2 years, and have built relationships with those around them, introducing people to our Lord Jesus Christ. And it says a great deal of a larger church body that we have places where we give the gospel away for free, where a traditional church in our denomination wouldn't otherwise be able to be stable and supported locally, that we send people into areas like Northeast Philadelphia to proclaim the gospel. And so there are countless individuals who have been impacted by the gospel in that place. We enjoy baptisms and confirmations, and it's really the world at our doorstep. There's 30 different languages spoken within close proximity to the altar and pulpit there at Shepherd of the City Lutheran Church in Northeast Philadelphia. And one of the struggles is how transient the area is. There's people always coming and going. But that being said, there's all these people hearing the gospel. Everybody from the homeless, we regularly have folks who are sleeping at our property, spending the night for various reasons. A gentleman most recently, we've been able to begin instructing him, encouraging him. Homelessness in the city is often the result of mental illness and addiction, and these are not easy things to overcome. And our hope is in the Lord, and being able to share that is incredible. We have a wonderful young woman already catechized in the Lutheran tradition from Vietnam. Who has sought us out and become a pillar. An older lady, there's just countless opportunities to share the good news of Jesus Christ and impact folks with the hope that we have in Jesus. Most recently, the Synod was gracious in sending out a medical mission team for the weekend, not this past weekend, but the one before. And we were able to invite folks from the community onto the campus there, and had a wonderful weekend helping people, establishing healthy choices and behavior, but also introducing them to the ministry of Word and Sacrament that takes place there at Shepherd on an ongoing basis. And so it is simply a joy to see the mission field really in our backyard in Philadelphia, the fifth largest in our country, with 1.5 million people and just three LCMS congregations. And Philadelphia Lutheran Ministries has started two missions then in the last couple of years to help bring Jesus to people who desperately need to hear about him.
You mentioned Philadelphia being the fifth largest city in the country. Help us understand a little bit more about Philadelphia and maybe what's unique about it.
Sure. I think maybe some people think the Philadelphia sports fans write off as being passionate and not always the most polite. I know a little different Philadelphia. I actually met my wife in college here in Philadelphia and came to love it and make it my home some time ago. Philadelphia, you know, between Washington, D.C. and New York, is a little bit of a little brother, but it is in the core of the city, actually, the most densely populated area behind Manhattan. So there's just a lot of people for whom Christ shed his blood, and it's a wide spectrum of folks. We have a long, obvious tradition of working class folks in various sections of the city. We have immigrants from all over the world. Increasingly, we see a lot of younger professionals moving into the heart of the city, interested in shorter commutes and working and living within close proximity, and really interested in community. We have close to 400,000 college and graduate students, five medical universities. It is it's a wide spectrum. We enjoy some wonderful culture and art. Many people come to Philadelphia and they run the rocky stairs out in front of our art museum. Maybe not as many as should actually go into that museum, but we enjoy fine art and culture, and there's something for everybody. Obviously, a great deal of history with Independence Hall and the Liberty Bell, and so we are convinced that we need to be here, that the Lord would work through us, and that with so many people, the Lord will build his church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against our Lord's work, and that remains our conviction.
You mentioned being a student in Philadelphia, and there are many colleges, universities, grad schools in the area as well. What opportunities are there for campus ministry in Philadelphia?
Sure. I inherited work from the pastor before me. There's constantly Lutheran students in the greater Philadelphia area that want to gather on a regular basis beyond Sunday mornings for divine service, to study the Word of God and to be strengthened and supported and encouraged. I think college is a difficult time for many students. The intense secularism that exists within our college campuses, our folks need to be encouraged and supported. They need personal one-on-one pastoral care. And so the major universities, Temple University, Drexel, University of Pennsylvania, Villanova, were able to kind of coordinate between those campuses. In the past, University of Pennsylvania has kind of been a hub. It's kind of shifting now to Temple University, where we want to be visible and have a presence and minister where we can. You know, sadly, a lot of students from LCMS churches will come and they're too busy for one reason or another, but we want them to know that there are pastors here who care about them and want to help them. But we also see it as incredible opportunity as a mission field, especially the number of international students that study in our city, that they would come to America to study and learn, but if they would actually hear about Jesus Christ. One of our students at Temple was telling us about a Chinese friend that she had, that she received the question, you know, what is Easter? This fellow student had never heard of Easter before. And so one of our students was able to tell her about Jesus Christ and the resurrection of our Lord and the hope that comes from that. And so we take great joy in being able to spend time with people and teach them what our Lord has done. You know, and especially with the gift of the small catechism that we have as Lutherans, it's just a tremendous tool for very concise and to-the-point teaching in the Christian faith. We have so many blessings as Lutherans, and to take that forward into the city is an absolute joy.
What would you like us to know with just about 2.5 minutes left? What else is coming up with Philadelphia Lutheran Ministries that you'd like for us to know about and how we can learn more?
Sure. Our website, phillyministries.org, is the best place to connect with us. Also, we're on Facebook, and our vicar has started an Instagram page as well. So with the help of our vicar, this is the first time we've been given a vicar, a year-long vicar, seminarian Jacob Benson. We are moving to every week service on Sunday night in the heart of the city. And I'm reminded of our Lord in Mark chapter 9, where he has the father of a demon-possessed son come to him and ask for help on behalf of his son, asks for compassion. The disciples have not been able to cast out this demon, and Jesus says, bring him to me, and he casts out the demon, and the disciples want to know why they weren't able to do it, and Jesus says, these types of demons are cast out by prayer and fasting. I feel in the city there are so many things set against the gospel. The power of unbelief is so strong. We desperately need people to pray on our behalf. Not that we're manipulating our Heavenly Father, but that he incorporates us into his saving work, and we have the joy of being able to be part of his redemptive activity. And so in Philadelphia, we need folks to pray for us, that there would be belief, that folks would hear the gospel and believe and respond. And those that know the gospel themselves and know the joy, perhaps if they are able to join our monthly supporters, folks give $10, $20, $30 a month to help us continue our mission, and every little bit helps. So phillyministries.org, Our further contact information is on there. Our phone number is on there. And to reach out and connect with us on Facebook and then Instagram, Twitter, happy also to host people, mission groups, and individuals when they come to the city. It's just great to be able to get together for coffee or dinner and to be able to talk about the work of our Lord in this place. Really, I really enjoy the opportunity of speaking this morning, too, on the radio with you, Andy.
Most certainly. PhillyMinistries.org. You can find out more there. Philadelphia Lutheran Ministries. Pastor Rob Kieslowski, thanks so much for being my guest this morning.
You're welcome. Thank you.
God's blessings. Coming up in just a little bit, our study of the daily lectionary. You're listening to His Time on Worldwide KFUO.